Hello, Supers! This is Paano Ba To The Podcast, created and hosted by me, Bianca Gonzalez, produced under Anima Podcasts. And today on the pod, in celebration still of Women's Month, I am so happy to be with two empowered women, fellow podcasters Siege Tantenko and Mirza Season. We're going to talk about the different challenges that women go through, how we can overcome it, and why it's important to listen to women. Let's get right to it.
Happy Women's Month.
Happy Women's Month.
Happy Women's Month.
I'm so happy to be here.
This is so awesome that this is happening.
I know, right?
And I was telling Siege earlier when you were coming in, nakakatuwa how different the three of us are. And obvious, like even with what we're wearing, how different we are. All right. Black, pa sneakers.
Pating footwear.
Diba? Siege in a printed dress.
We're all different, but we're all the same in some way, right?
Yeah.
As women joining forces together.
Super, super. In this super awesome multiverse and joining forces of the Philippine Podcast Production Companies. Woohoo!
Woohoo!
Bakit ngayon lang?
Oh, man.
Sana maulit muli.
Yes.
Sana lagi.
Diba? Wala pa kang first recording. Gusto natin maulit.
Oh,
that's how excited we are. But yeah, for everyone, I guess, listening to this na bago yung mga bosses, let's do a round of introductions.
Go ahead, Bianca.
Okay, so hello everyone. I'm Bianca Gonzalez. I am the creator and host of Paano Ba To The Podcast, which is under Anima Podcasts.
I'm Mirza Season, creator and host of You Can Do This, which is under the Pod Network Entertainment.
Well, I am Siege Tantenko Malolos, creator and host of 5 Minutes Lang, which is under Puma Podcast, and I'm also the head of business development.
That's so cool. Great. Head of business development.
Serious
stuff.
I know. It's the corporate hat on. You know, it's growing the industry for all of us, which is perfectly in line with Women's Month because there's space for all of us.
Yeah. Right. Galing. Yeah. I love that you do that also.
Thanks, Bianca.
Galing.
Right. Mm. And speaking of unity and diversity, etc. Look behind us at the beautiful art.
Legit talk show na tayo, girls.
Oo nga. Hashtag listen to women for Women's Month from our podcast companies, the Pod Network Entertainment, Puma Podcast, and Anima Podcast.
It's a great theme, listen to women.
Yeah.
Like, I guess I'm curious what comes to mind for you two when you hear listen to women.
What comes to mind is something we take for granted, but is actually something that needs to be stressed.
Mm-hmm.
Like a friend of mine who is not from the Philippines but loves Manila. She said one day, she frequents Manila often. She goes to the same salon. And then she said, wherever I go in the world, it's the same in salons. Whenever there's a male hairstylist and I give specific instructions for my very special hair, the men don't listen to my instructions.
Oh.
But if it's a female hairstylist, she will listen and she will get it right. And it was really eye-opening for me that, you know, even today in these small, like, I don't know, micro examples, diba, that people tend to have a bias.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? I'm sure if it were a male customer talking, makikinig sila and they're gonna listen and follow be more obedient about the instructions. Yeah. What do you think?
You know, it's true. I think across industries, we're all saying listen to women, whether that's in business, in tech, in STEM, in sports, right? We're still saying listen to women, and that's because no country really, no matter how progressive it's become, has really achieved true gender equity yet. And Women's Month is a time for all of us to...
It's so universal, right? Oh. And even if they do listen to women, we have to... Parang we're obligated to say it in a certain way, right?
My judgment with wag
galit, di ba?
Wag bossy.
Oo.
Wag masyadong assertive, pero wag ka masyadong tahimik.
Yan. Oh. Hirap.
Baka ma-Barbie speech.
Oo. Totoo. And you mentioned nga, Siege, gender equity / gender equality. Grabe, nakakalungkot yung 300 years. Almost. It will take that long for there to be true gender equality globally. Ang tagal! That's like apo natin. Okay.
Yeah.
Ang layo na.
Oo nga. Grabe. Hindi natin maabutan. But we're doing our part.
Yeah.
Slowly taking baby steps to move the needle forward. Mm-hmm. So we're doing our part.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. When I saw the theme Listen to Women, kasi we were talking about this off cam earlier na Mirza and I technically were in a space that's very female dominated LGBTQIA dominated parang the listen to women takes a different meaning, I guess. But right. I remember I was listening to another podcast episode where Indra Nui was the guest. She was the longtime CEO of PepsiCo. And she gave a classic example na I'm sure maraming babae yung naka-experience din na sabi niya when she pitches an idea in a board meeting, they're like, yeah, okay, maybe not. But when a guy in the board meeting says the exact same thing, the boss is like, great idea. And she's like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that came to mind also na thankfully I have not experienced, but again, I'm sure so many other women experience some form of that in their own workplaces or spaces.
Well, for 25 years, I worked in a female-dominated company. So you were telling us that you had the opposite, right?
Mm-hmm.
You want to tell us about like how you made that transition?
Yeah, you know, I'm a journalist by trade, and my first job was at GMA News and Public Affairs. So I was surrounded by all of these strong women. I was the digital producer for Eyewitness, so I got to see Cara David. Mm. I had managers who were women. I was then the digital producer for Biyahe ni Drew, and our executive producer was a woman. And then I moved to sports. I became a courtside reporter for the NCAA. And then it was like I stepped into a time machine.
Oh my gosh, time machine.
I was like, whoa, is this the 50s? I'm like in a period drama because everyone around me, it's dudes.
Mm.
And there's like three girls on the broadcast team. Only one of us can be on air at any given time. And whatever stereotype that you can have in your head of what a male-dominated workplace would be like, that was it.
Was it like Mad Men?
Yes, yes. So in the Mad Men equation of things, I think I was Peggy.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, shocks, hindi ako nanonood ng Mad Men. I'm so sorry. I don't get the reference. But so Peggy is the
copywriter with
secretary turned copywriter. But you have to earn it pa.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, you have Betty, who was the perfect, beautiful housewife. Then you had Joan, who was like Coca-Cola bottle. And then you had Peggy, who kind of had awkward bangs. And then later on, she found her career. So early on, there were three of us, and our boss would introduce us this way. This is Girl A. She's the pretty one.
Oh.
And then this is Girl B.
Anong year to?
2015. And then this is Girl B. She's the sexy one. And then this is Siege. She studied journalism.
For real? Wait, like, sino kanino niya ini-introduce kayo?
To, like, other people in the company, the coaches.
The pretty one, the sexy one.
Yeah.
And the journalist student.
Which, you know, I didn't know how to feel about that because on one hand, well, thank you for recognizing my CV. But at the same time, I had no job security because I felt like, okay, no matter what awards I have, no matter how hard I work, this is only equivalent to someone's genetics.
Oh my God.
And if they find someone who is prettier or fits a certain mold, and I was constantly reminded that I did not fit the mold that they wanted, I could be replaced at any time. So, you know, this is the effect that the feminist Gloria Steinem called the pull-down syndrome. Yeah, you know, now women are pitted against each other. And so what happened was us women in this really toxic male workplace started to compete with each other.
Mm.
And, you know, there was a lot of resentment because at any given time, you know, this other person could take your job because there's only
room
one
for
one woman at the table. And it took years before I really realized that, you know, the real enemy is the system.
Grabe. And this was 2015.
I know. Yeah. That's only 7
not
years
even
ago.
Not even a decade ago.
Nine?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wait, so, like, what did you do?
So, I stayed longer than I should have in that environment. It took me a long time.
Because, also because, like, you're starting your career and you can't complain because you might lose your job and, like, you're finding your place. Of course. Of
you're
course
gonna
you
say, may attitude problem.
Oh, talaga akong may attitude problem. Because at some point of me doing that job, I decided, huh, let me do an investigative report about sexism in the sports industry. And then suddenly it was like, oh my gosh, this feminist. So I was getting in a lot of trouble. And I saw the gender gap in the athletes first. I recognized it in them. And then it allowed me to see that, oh, I'm going through something similar. You know, that this system is just not built for me. And I can choose to stay here and struggle and be like, oh my gosh, how do I win? But it's just rigged against you. So eventually I left and I joined Puma Podcast, which, you know, gave me the opportunity to host the first and still only sports show in the Philippines that's about female athletes.
Oh.
But it took years for me to realize that the answer isn't to compete against other women within a toxic system. It's to get out.
Yeah.
Right.
Did you go through something?
So hard. That's so hard. No, I'm thinking kasi syempre, like, especially you, you're so empowered. You know, like, what has to be done, what needs to change. And parang, on the one side, you could, like, fight it a bit in the space you're in. But at the same time, you chose to do that by moving and showing that it can be done.
Right.
Parang ganyan.
But for others, maybe instead of becoming adversaries, maybe you can be allies. Like if you join forces.
Yeah.
If you join forces as individual units and, you know, stronger together, diba?
Joining forces.
Maybe your voice can be louder. Your voices can be louder. And you can even raise your voices so that you raise each other up and rise together.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Because our superpower is our community.
Yes.
You know, when I got out of that situation and I started doing Go Hard Girls, right? I went all in. All of my stories for sports from then on were telling the stories of female athletes.
Mm.
And that put me in community with the athletes.
Right.
It put me in community with women in leadership in sports who were going through the same struggle.
Mm.
Women, advocates, NGOs. And when we found each other, you know, I spent less of my days stressing out, feeling out of place, feeling resentful. And we ended up lifting each other up. And that's the blessing of community.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're so lucky that you were in, you know, what was the community like? What was it like to be in community with women all this time?
You know, something came up to me while you were talking because I remember, Siege, that we featured you on She Talks Asia. Well, we both featured both of you on She Talks Asia. And I remember that your video, Siege, was about, you were talking about how it was for you in the workplace and how you wanted to sort of, I guess, rewrite the narrative or change perspectives on how women are perceived in sports. And you were talking about nga being in community na with the athletes. Parang you got their trust eh, because they know that your intentions are good and you don't want to put them in a bad light. Na-realize ko lang na in my industry, although it's female-dominated, so I work as a television host, entertainment industry, mostly a lot of women, a lot of becks, so much support. But ang kailangan namin is shift. And what I feel people need to listen to women about is, so I work for one entertainment news program. And our staff, mostly women, writers. But then I came to a point in my career that I had the credibility to rewrite some lines when I didn't agree with it, for example. So I was given a script, I won't VO as is if I don't agree with something, the way it's framed. It's happened many years ago. And for example, lines like, tinanong si, who's recently married? Tinanong si, oh, for example, Karil and Yael Yuzon, who just, they proposed. He proposed again just earlier for their anniversary. And always issues sa kanya yung they don't have kids yet. Ganyan. If someone just got married or just got engaged or whatever, the framing of the VO for the woman would be, at nung tinanong siya kung kailan siya magkakaanak, or at nang tinanong, kunyari magjowa, at nung tinanong siya kung magpapakasal na ba sila, I would always reframe it because now, di ba, women, one, can choose whether they want to have children yes. or not, and two, can choose if right. marriage is for them or not. So parang, whenever the voiceover is framed na kung kailan sila magkakaanak, it assumes
yes,
and puts the pressure kailangan. On the woman right. na kailangan niyang uh-uh. magkaanak.
Right.
And we all know that there are 10 million different complications to whether or not that will happen in a woman's life, right? And so, I don't think it's their fault for writing it that way. It's just that we grew up, ganun yeah. yung narrative.
Nakasanayan.
Yeah, nakasanayan. So it's more of parang reframing that. And I feel listening to women now in the sphere of these things, personal choices, what they want to do with their life is so important kasi hindi naman yan static one, na one size fits all for everyone.
Right. When yeah. you're talking about community, as looking back to see like, wala ba talaga ako na experience na gano'n? And then I remembered, I was a model. Modeling can be very cutthroat, mm-hmm. right? Models against each other. And then I was thinking, bakit parang hindi ko na-experience? And I realized it's because I joined the Professional Models Association of the Philippines. Mostly women-led. Parang ang president lang na male, two lang ever in the history.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because the models came together and ran a union together. So we were not, you know, even if we were pitted against each other, maybe by the industry,
we were
united as a group of professional models. Mm-hmm. So I think that's really where the sense of uniting together to be stronger together comes in.
Yeah.
So it's so important.
When you were at the, you know, in the early days of the association, was there already that, you know, pushback against models being pitted against each other? Was that something for sure?
Maybe by the outside world, like maybe designers, photographers, diba? Like when it comes to looks, diba? You had to have an individual look. So maybe I was like the short-haired chinita na medyo androgynous, diba? Should there be another one na ganon, mukhang ganon? There might be a tendency
to compare,
pit you against. Remember when Naomi was pitted against Tyra and then they became like kind of enemies because of that.
Yeah.
But because we were united as a union in the PMAP, we had common goals, which was to uplift the industry as a whole, the modeling industry as a whole. So I don't think we bought into that. Like we worked together to raise the standards, to have like terms and conditions. And so that's proof of how it works if we all join forces instead of, you know, becoming adversaries.
And then as a leader in publishing, you know, you have a position where you can actually impact the experience of young women entering into the industry. How did you, you know, reframe that experience for at least the women within your sphere of control?
It's very odd when I look back because I don't think I had to reframe anything. I guess we were very lucky in that way that when it's women-led and women-run and women-dominated, para siyang yung island ni Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
In fact, yung men pa ang naging problem. Like in the C-suite, we were all women and then we had male titles, right? So we were always like, okay, what do we do about the men now?
Yeah.
parang baliktad.
I think also because the title that you were running was already a very forward-thinking title.
Yes.
That was a big deal.
So I edited Cosmopolitan, Marie Claire, Female Network. But I was also in charge of, at one time, 23 other titles, which included male-oriented magazines for cars, for men. There's FHM, diba? There's Esquire. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so parang it was like a whole universe of publications.
Yeah, correct. Mm. That reminds me also because in a past life, I was also an editor.
Yes, she was.
Shortly after you. So I was with Meg Magazine. It was a young women's magazine under one mega group. And I remember that when I came in, parang the magazine for that category was mostly beauty and fashion. And I remember coming in with a clear vision na I wanted it to be more relevant, socially aware, sort of like what Teen Vogue was doing. So that's what we tried to ingest. So that, like me as a consumer of the magazine era, diba, you sort of know that it's not just about what you wear and how you look.
Right,
it's more of like this well-roundedness as a woman.
Right. Mm-mm. And I think magazines were our allies.
Yeah.
Diba? Like, as long as I can remember as a teen, diba, I turned to magazines and kind of like a community of women, even if they're like in New York making the publication, to turn to.
Mm-hmm.
There's advice.
There's support. Yeah. Diba?
Ano na yung ganun ngayon?
May mga websites naman. Maybe that's why...
Social media in general.
Maybe that's why they latch on to influencers that they follow. And that's kind of like probably the support.
Yeah, maybe. And or podcasts.
Or podcasts.
That they're loyal to.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ito.
You know what I'm seeing also? I think women, especially now, after all of the lockdowns, women are seeking events, summits where women can come together and talk and be in community.
Right. Yeah. Right. And share their experiences and find common solutions.
For sure. Mm. We have a summit. The She Talks Asia Summit. It's also March.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, for sure. We had a lot of applications this year. You're right. I guess because people are already wanting. Well, I'll message you. We'll open slots again. But yeah, for sure that parang, I guess going back to what I said earlier na parang even from what we're wearing, we know how different we are. I think now it's such a, although it's a challenging time to be a woman, it's also a great time to be a woman because there are so many of those communities that really have a particular cause, interest, sphere that they want to move in, and parang we're able to identify kung saan ba tayo and feel supported in that. Kasi I remember growing up na parang, you know, all you want to do is fit in, and when you feel left out, you're just like, oh. And then when other women parpit against you, you're like, ano ba to? But now parang ang dami ng, like, you see so many different ways to be a woman.
And the atmosphere is so welcoming for diversity and inclusion, diba? I remember kind of being guilty as a magazine editor from my era because in the spirit of be the best you can be in every aspect of your life, I was guilty of writing cover lines such as get a bikini body in 2 months.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Right? Kasi parang yun yung zeitgeist of the times.
Yes.
And then now
Hindi
that
na.
I am learning na a bikini body is the body you have when you're wearing your bikini.
Exactly. Exactly.
So I'm so kind of envious for young women who are growing up and like witnessing this warm reception. And
we're growing together. You know, the magazines that you mentioned. So when I was a young, like fresh
grad. You still look very young.
When I was a fresh grad, I was a freelance contributor to those magazines. Oh, so I was writing some of those.
There
also.
You go.
You know, I was part of that also. And I think we all grow and we overcome society's limits when we overcome our own.
Yeah.
The ones that we set in our own minds.
Right.
For ourselves.
Yeah. Ang dami natin kailangan i-unlearn.
Oh. No? Sobra.
For sure. Like, about the cover lines, I am so guilty of so many of that na parang now when I read it, I'm like, I would never publish that. Or we would be so canceled for something like this at a time like this. I guess it's both, they're both, the young women now are both lucky, but also, like, there's many layers of other challenges, right?
Mm-mm.
Hirap din.
They're lucky, but I think they're also more stressed because I was talking with you about earlier about the comparison trap. Social media has made it more easy to compare yourself with everyone, even if there's warm reception for diversity. Women can't help but compare themselves to what they see all over social media. What do you have to say about that?
Well, I came from a time that's pre-social media. So I think by the time nauso yung social media, I kind of like knew a bit of my footing.
Right, right.
But it's something that super concerns me as a mother to two daughters born in an entirely different world. And I honestly have no idea how to navigate that yet.
Do they ask you questions about?
Not yet. Not yet. They're 8 and 5.
Okay.
So they know the concept of like photos being posted online, but they don't, malayo pa sila from
they're
actually having
immersed.
That. Yeah, yeah. Right. I'll figure that one out soon.
It's hard. I was in high school and I started really feeling intense body insecurities because when I was in high school, this was the hype of Paris Hilton.
That yan ang body ideal.
Type, yan yung body ideal. And I was like, why? Is it not a straight line from my waist down to my hips? Why does it go out? What is this? When will I not have hips?
Yeah.
Why is it when I'm standing from the side, it's not a flat line in my tummy and it's not a flat line in my butt? How do I become skinny? That's what I was thinking all throughout my teenage years. And then when I became in my early 20s, suddenly it was Kim Kardashian.
Curvy naman.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, thank goodness. My butt has a place in the world now. But we shouldn't have to wait for trends to affirm us, right? And I think the nice thing that this young generation has is that they're, on one hand, they're exposed to lots of different types of beauty. And there's more diversity. But on the other hand, if you fall down an algorithm,
yes,
you can get stuck there.
Yeah.
And maybe that's the value of getting younger girls into physical face-to-face community with female mentors and female leaders.
Yeah. You know? I'm glad, though, that brands now are more intentional about presenting a varied
I think they're
face
required.
To what a woman is. Yeah, diba?
Required.
But before kasi, diba, every face that you see or every body
was
that
white.
You see was white, thin, etc., beautiful, long, straight hair. But now at least it's more diverse so that we and the younger girls are able to see more of them.
There's a checklist.
Out there. Huwag naman sana i-checklist and i-tokenism lang, no? Sana legit. Although in fairness, the Gen Z are so good at spotting like legit and for show, no?
Yeah.
I love that you work with athletes and feature them because maybe in that universe, what is upheld and admired is strength rather than aesthetics.
You know, what's so interesting, they face that struggle every day. You know, I'm friends with the women's national softball team. These are strong women. Like, they're gonna squat 200 pounds kind of women, right? And they have thick legs. This is what's required for their sport. Mm-hmm. But they were telling me when they were seeking sponsors one time, they were told, why don't you look like the volleyball players?
Oh, no.
And so they're struggling with that. Because on one hand, you know, is my body valid? But at the same time, so the captain at the time, Cheska Altamonte, she said, you know, I've learned to love my legs because these are legs that win medals.
Yeah.
Right. And it's the same for basketball players. Basketball players, girls in their teens are often discouraged by their parents. Like, oh, don't lift so many weights.
Magkaka-muscle ka.
Magkaka-muscles ka. Your shoulders. Walang manliligaw sa'yo.
Grabe,
so
no?
They're still told that. And a few years ago, I was at a sporting event. I was with professional basketball players. And there was also a national athlete swimmer at the time. And I heard some of the guys making jokes about the girl's shoulders. And they were saying, Boyan, sumalaki pa kaysa sa lalaki. And then I looked at the guy and was like, yeah, pero may gold medal siya. Ikaw ilan? Meron ka? You know, even women who are so strong and win medals, they deal with this, diba?
Right, right.
So, I don't know. We're not alone. Yun lang talaga. We're not alone.
Yeah.
And if we can reassure each other.
Yeah. Right. I remember speaking with another sports journalist, si Sam Corrales, and she was mentioning na the big issue that a lot of you are trying to fight is more of like when you cover women's sports, wag yung katawan yung mapansinin. Pero yun, yung kakayanan. Right. Parang yung lalaki naman never tinatanong about.
Oo nga.
Pumayat. Or nag-bulk up ng over. Or, yeah.
Heidi Lindia said her mother, her own mother would say, tigilan mo na yan, kaka-barbell. Wala nang mag-asawa sa'yo dahil ang laki ng muscle mo.
Yeah.
Imagine, kumakinig siya.
Those are the things, diba? And those are the things we really have to unlearn. And parang pag ganun nga, I've learned to take a perspective na hindi ako maiinis agad. Kasi I know na it's just something they heard many, many years growing up. And baka they're not lang aware na, ay, for I shouldn't sure, say it not, pala. Yeah.
So there's a lot.
We can educate. We can bring them into the community ba? We can make them part of this.
Shucks. Hirap maging babae. Sa totoo lang. Just the other day, I was talking to a friend about this, our monthly period. And parang, ang daming, you get cramps and then you get bloated and you get emotional. Imagine that's once a month that happens. Grabe. Grabe talaga.
And then depending on the woman, right, you can have additional stuff. Mm. Like for me, my migraines hit PMS.
Yeah.
So before the period, I'm already like, oh, I know my period's gonna come because my head hurts so much.
Yeah, I hate migraines. Yeah. Wait, one of the things you were talking about earlier that we wanted to, I guess, dissect that I'm sure a lot of women listening to this go through is, yun nga, na parang you're sort of pit against each other. Like, minsan okay naman tayo sa isa't isa.
Yeah.
We kind of feel we're confident. We don't feel any jealousy. But sometimes when other people say it, plant it in our head, you're like, meron ba? Parang you start to question, like, how have you girls deal with that? Dealt with that?
Maybe have you experienced this? I can't recall. Maybe I have amnesia. Maybe nadaanan ko na pero na-overlook ko lang.
I think I spent so much of my 20s in that headspace.
Because that was your life.
That was my life.
Hmm. Right.
That was my life. And then I got out, right? And now when I'm confronted with, oh, wow, I have a friend who is starting her own brand.
Yeah.
How can I work with you?
Yeah.
How can we collaborate? You know, one of my really good friends in the industry, Bigo, she's also a sports reporter. She launched her own women's media brand called Atleta Pilipina. And, you know, if I was still me in my 20s, I'd be like, hey, that's what I'm doing. But now in my 30s, I'm like, oh my gosh, there's more of us.
Yeah. Right.
Yes, girl, let's do this. Right. Let's support each other's events. Let's share each other's work.
Yeah.
Right? Diba? And whatever we can do to uplift each other. Yeah. When we lift up one woman, we're lifting up ourselves and all the other women as well.
Right. Absolutely.
Collaboration, not competition.
Yeah.
And I think having an abundance mindset also helps. Like, maybe in your case, there's only one slot and then there are three of you vying. But maybe if we think that there's room for everyone, whether, I don't know how grounded in reality that is, but if we think of that, there can be room for more than just one. Maybe our attitudes and our behavior will change.
Yeah. You were mentioning earlier, I think we were off campa nito na, like when you would model abroad and then there were like two of you.
Yeah. Pag may foreign model in a foreign country, usually around Asia, they'll say, oh, there are two Filipina models in town. Even if friends kayo, there was a tendency to pit each other against each other. So who do you like? Mirza or this other Pinay. And then, even if we were okay naman, ayan, naalala ka na, meron pala.
Yeah, okay.
then it would happen. There would be kind of like rivalry or competition. And it took me a long time before I could look back and say, why don't we just join forces na lang, di ba? Like, I remember, you know, the holy trinity of modeling, Christy,
Linda,
Cindy, Linda, and Naomi, four of them. Whenever shows would not book Naomi, the other three will say, we're not walking unless you book Naomi. So imagine what that kind of pressure can do if you have the power already. And women in power should utilize that to help their other fellow woman.
Mm-mm. Like, if you're a woman in entrepreneurship, like, you know, now with business development, about being part of the executive team, if you're a woman in a leadership position, yes, you have the power to influence policy within your company. You can make sure that you have good policies for, let's say, maternity, for, you know, women's health,
working conditions.
Yeah, hire more women. Diba? We keep talking about the problem of, you know, only one seat at the table.
Right, right.
Alam mo, if you get that seat, you make the table bigger. You drag more seats in there, so more women are there with you, right? And if you are stuck, if you're like a young woman stuck in, oh, there's really only one seat and I can't get that seat, I can't, you know what? Get your own table somewhere else, right? And then you might find much better people to sit with.
Yes, put up your own podcast.
I know, it's so easy na now. Imagine. Yeah. Nakakatuwa talaga.
And if you're in a leadership position, instead of saying the default na, but kasi sila tutulungan, ako nahirapan ako, di ba? Yung crab mentality. Whether it's about immigration or corporate ladder. Don't think that way. Just say, you know, I'm glad to have paved the way for the others so that they can all join me up here.
Yeah, yeah. And there's always, I mean, I like reminding people that yung saying nga na parang when you uplift a woman in a community, it's not her just that whose life is improved. It's her family, it's her circle, it's her community. Hindi lang siya. Parang, I mean, circling back to, you mentioned earlier the pandemic, parang, di ba, the countries that were led by women, parang the way they did and attacked how to go about it and solve things was very parang they think of everyone, not just here or here, but damay lahat so everyone can rise together.
Mm-hmm. Community centric na talaga.
Yes, kasi I think maybe that's, diba, we have the community and then if you have the experience of being excluded and you use that as fuel to make sure you have an inclusive community, inclusive society, you're concretely changing outcomes for the next generation. Malay mo, hindi niyan 300 years.
Yeah. Sana. Uh-oh. Speaking of that, I remembered that just last year, I visited a community in Upi, Maguindanao. And there, in their culture, very male-dominated talaga. Lalaki lang ang may say sa bahay or sa community. And I spoke with and met Eileen Huwalde. She's a she founded the women's organization of Raha Mamalu Descendants. So it's an IP community, women-led. And what they do is EWR work, early warning, early response work. Meaning kapag may nakikita na silang mag-erupt na clan feud or rido within this community, isa sila sa mga early responders. And dati lalaki lang talaga yung gumagawa sa space na yon na parang nag-aareglo ng mga away pamilya or like magme-mediate. But now, with that community, in both cases of clan feuds or may calamity, needs humanitarian aid, ang laki din ng community nila and they're able to say that iba din ang atake kasi ng women how they'll go about clan feuds. First of all, women, we hear everything, right? Parang yung nangyari sa kabilang kanto, alam na natin. So, mas may amoy if something's going to erupt suddenly, right, for example, with a clan feud. Parang we hear stories. We know the backstories of like different families. So, they were saying na parang they are effective in that way. And even like with calamities, when you do first response, hindi lang yung pagkain or masisilungan yung naisip nila. They think about the children. They think about the women's needs. So sobrang importante talaga ng women's voice in all spaces. Kasi we bring this perspective na, I mean, we're not saying it's better than men's, but it's as valid. And we have our own way of, like, doing things and solving things.
And we listen.
We super listen.
We listen. So you should listen to us, because before we can speak well, we need to listen well.
Yeah. And change takes all of us, eh, di ba? I think doing Women's Month, hindi naman nauubusan, di ba, ng initiatives for women, hindi nauubusan ng brand campaigns for women, di ba? Pero for change to be sustainable, we also need the dudes.
Of course.
Like, makinig tayo. Hi, guys.
Yeah, we have to say it's an all-male crew shooting us right now. Yes. So thank you for listening. Oh, no, we have one male. I love it. But mostly male crew. So I'm happy that you're forced to listen to this because you're recording this.
And you're giving us very supportive looks.
My
right?
nods.
Am I right?
My nods. Oh. And to your point, Siege, you're right. And I'm sure you both share this sentiment na it should go beyond Women's Month. Hindi siya parang March 31. Okay, next. And then next March na lang ulit all these women's issues and awareness about issues. Sana whole year round.
So we have to integrate it really in our daily lives. Mm-mm. Right? So the next time you want to hate on, you know, an influencer or pull somebody down, maybe think twice and maybe...
Saan pa to galing?
Oo nga. Diba?
Ang bashing
comes from a place of lack. Diba? So maybe look inward and see what is it that you need and what is triggering you in this need that is not fulfilled in you but seems to have been achieved by someone else. And reframe your mindset instead of envy. Make it like, what can I learn from what this person, this woman is doing that I could apply in my life? And maybe reach out, you know, people worth admiring are usually very generous in giving tips. I'm sure you have so many followers who reach out to you and ask you for tips. And I'm sure you're very generous about sharing.
Ang saya kasi mas magaan yung ma-inspire ka at ma-empower ka rather than magmumokmok ka na parang bakit siya ganyan. It's just so much lighter and you go so much farther.
Instead of saying
with admiration.
All.
Yes. Kasi pwede all naman talaga.
Pwede all.
Ang dapat tanong, paano ba yan?
Yeah.
Paano ba to? Ayan. Because you can do this.
Yes!
And
5 minutes lang.
5 minutes lang.
Yeah. I love that. Napasok lahat, no?
Napasok lahat.
Also, dahil we want to continue this conversation beyond Women's Month, ibig sabihin, quarterly na ba ito?
Yes!
Itong, ano, hangout
natin. Thank you for this quarterly.
Kiname na.
Women's Quarter.
Sharing of ideas. I love that.
Right.
Tapos kung... You know, if you're listening to this and you have ideas or a story of your own, yes. diba? Share it with
us. Or if you're trying to figure out some issue that you can't seem to work through.
Oh my gosh, that would be so fun. We should answer letters next time because we have so different perspectives.
Yeah, three markets. Three audiences.
Okay, next episode, mag-answer kami ng letters.
May concept na. Tapos na po yung pre-prod.
Yeah, let's always seek ways to help each other out instead of pulling each other down.
Yeah, perfectly said.
Yeah. There's joy, power, and value in listening.
Right.
Not so just listen. Women's Month. Oh,
so yeah. listen to women.
So Yay. Listen, to, listen women. To women. And... A truly happy Women's Month to all of you.
Women's Month.
So happy to spend this Women's Month like this with you ladies.
Me too.
Thank you.
Yay. Till the next one. Wow.
See you soon.
See you.
And that is it for this episode. I would love to hear what you think, how you overcome the challenges that you go through as a woman. And if you're a man listening to this, may natutunan ba kayo? Please do tag me at IamSuperBianca on Instagram, Instagram Stories, and Twitter. And in case you aren't yet, please do follow Paano Ba To on Instagram and tag us as well. And we also have our community of supers in our private Facebook group, the Paano Ba To Super Group. Like we mentioned earlier, Let's keep this discussion going, not just this Women's Month, but beyond. So yeah, thank you so much for joining us. This is Paano Ba To The Podcast, created and hosted by me, Bianca Gonzalez, produced under Anima Podcasts. Till our next episode, stay super, supers!